trying to make it. And the devil is always busy trying to destroy and to deceive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio and TV. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I'm here with Pastor Kerry D. Scott. And today we're going to have a fun-filled Bible study. Now, for this purpose, we're going to talk about hope. What is hope? As the song said, the devil is always busy, but nevertheless, we give him no credit. We give him no space. Pastor Scott, can you talk about it?
Yeah. We don't give the devil any foothold whatsoever because he is a liar, he's a cheat, he's a deceiver, and he is already defeated. So we cannot give him credit because he does not deserve the credit. But who does? God Almighty, through his son Jesus, who gave us hope.
Pastor, we're going to talk about hope today. Can you tell us what scripture we're going to be following?
Yes, we're going to go to the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verses 17 through 20, where it gives us a great, great word about hope.
Would you go ahead and read that for us, please?
Yes, Hebrews 6, 17, 6, chapter 6, verses 17 through 24. And the word says this: people always use the name of someone greater than themselves when they swear. You'll notice that a lot of people do that. The oath proves that what they say is true, and this ends all argument. God wanted to prove that his promise was true to those who would get what he promised. And he wanted all of us as believers to understand clearly that his purpose never, ever changes. So he made an oath. These two things cannot change. God cannot lie when he makes a promise, and he cannot lie when he makes an oath. These things encourage us who came to God for safety. These things give us hope. They give us strength to hold on to. The hope is what has been given to us. And why do we have this hope? Because it is an anchor for our soul. It is sure, it's steady, and it is strong. It enters behind the curtain of the most holy place in heaven, where Jesus has already gone ahead of us to prepare a place for us. Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor, what about when it takes a while, when we've been praying and fasting and just churning through the night, and someone comes up and says, keep on hoping? What encouraging words would you express to them?
When they say keep on hoping?
Yes.
Well, we have to think about what does our hope lie in, you know, and each person has to be asked the question. And I ask this question to all those who may be listening today. What is your hope in? Is it in the lasting hope that Jesus gave us? Or is your hope in things and in people? Because if that is, it's going to be short-lived because people will fail you.
Short-lived. I like the way you said that. Now, before we really get into the nitty-gritty, let's talk a little bit about your church. Give us the name and just tell us about the beauty of what God is doing through your ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. I'd love to share. Our ministry is Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland. We're in the beautiful mountains of West Virginia, right off the Cumberland border into West Virginia. And we have a ministry that is built on encouraging each other, encouraging people who don't know about hope, who don't know that there is something to hope for other than their situation. They have to look beyond that. And we are here to encourage people to do that, not only in our congregation, but outside the four walls of this ministry.
Pastor, just to keep it real, it looks dismal sometimes. Sometimes you're struggling through a wife and a husband situation. Sometimes the kids are just simply out of control and you're wondering what should you do. Now, I know the Holy Spirit is left here to guide us, but that hope that you're talking about comes into play. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I'd love to do that. When we think about hope in God, the biblical perspective of hope is that it allows us to have a long-term perspective. It's not in just the immediate, but is in what we know God has promised us, because God is faithful. And if we continue to put our hope in God, we have to know that it may not be that something is manifested right here that changes our situation, but we hope in the future also of what God has promised, that he will never ever leave us and that he is always in our situations with us. And so that's where our hope is. So it has to be not just in the now, but also in the future.
Now wait, hold on a minute, Pastor, because see, we're in a microwave 21st century society. You know, you slide that biscuit inside a microwave oven and it's ready in 10 seconds. Is that what the expectation is in these new Christians that we're trying to help along the way?
That's what a lot of them think about. They want a popcorn type of experience where they put something away and boom, here it goes within a few minutes, it's there. But hope does not mean that because it's not happening immediately that it's not. Like I said earlier, it has to. Hope is in the future. And so faith and hope, when we think about faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So we may not see it, but we have hope that if we are in God, he's going to manifest that thing at some point in time.
Oh, Satan backing up now. You hit him with a couple of side shots. Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor, my understanding of the new generation, the generation of the millennials, they tend to want things yesterday and today. And as we bring the word forth to them in various ways, getting them settled in to the hope aspect of it and understanding what long suffering is about. Does that mean you lose hope?
Mm-mm, not at all. It means you hang on no matter what it looks like. When we think about going from the natural to the spirit, I just want to read you this and then break it down a little bit. In contemporary uses, we seem to put less emphasis on the expectation component. And it clearly gives us in this passage right here, this Bible study reading, and we put things in it hope like this. We use it like this. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, but I'm getting my umbrella and my rain boots ready. I hope that a certain basketball team or football team or my child's team wins, but they may not win, but I still have hope that I'm going to make sure that I give them an encouraging word after the fact if they don't. So it doesn't mean that our hope goes away because something that we thought would happen doesn't happen. We just have to know that we have to be prepared beforehand in the event that that's not what God said. See, our hope has to be in him, not hope in ourselves or what we wish would happen or what we think is going to happen or what we want to happen. But it has to be in God. So God must have a reason that something did not occur the way we thought it would, wanted it to, and the way it didn't happen.
Well, Pastor, let's skip down the road a little bit. Let's talk about in a relationship. I hope this man comes home and not be fussing at me. I hope that she understands that I've been working all day long and I'm just tired and I need to just take a chill pill for a few minutes. I hope she can get that message through the anguish in my face. Does that hope, is it alive as well?
Sometimes that particular hope doesn't quite come to the surface immediately. It may be that that has to come a few moments after that, because our flesh really will rise up in that situation. And so we have to allow a moment to just say, you know what? I know what I feel like saying. I know how I feel like reacting, but I'm not going to do that. And it may just take a quiet moment for you to bring that thing into the fact that, you know what? I'm going to believe that, you know, in a few minutes, he's going to be all right or she's going to be all right. And I'm going to just not get all tied up and tangled up in what I feel and what I think and all of that. So that's not always easy. But, hey, And if you fall short, you can always come back later and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
Well, Pastor, I hope you're right, because I know some days couples that we've counseled come in and they just don't have those lines of communications. He's frustrated. She's frustrated. And we just hope the spirit gets better. Now, what can they lean on as a passage possibly to give them the encouragement that Ministry of Encouragement would be telling them?
Mm. I think that, you know, again, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And that's in the book of Hebrews. And so that particular one lets you know that that particular scripture lets you know that it may not be right there, but it's coming. I'm going to believe for the best. And the best that I can believe in is Christ. See, because we're talking as believers. And we have fallen short, and we have moments when we're not so encouraged, and we have moments that we're not feeling so hopeful. But when we get back into the Word, what did the Word say?
Well, Pastor, let's go back to that book, Hebrews. Now, who exactly put that into play? Who wrote Hebrews so we can possibly get an understanding of where it's coming from? Was that one of Paul's books?
Mm-hmm, it was.
Okay, well, Paul need to stand up and shout that out, because I know that, you know, you get to church on Sunday, you didn't start it out on Monday and it was all right. And then on Tuesday, you know, that road gets a little long. And by Wednesday, you pray that the Bible study is going to give you another little spark. And I hope that we made it to Bible study. Well, this particular Bible study talks about the hope of today and tomorrow. So we're going to take a quick break right here, and we're going to come right back. Hope, that's what we're talking about with Pastor Kerry Dees Scott of Ministry of Encouragement.
The turbulence surrounding you, these trying times are so hard to endure. In the middle of what seems to be your darkest hour, hold fast your heart and be assured that this too shall pass, like every night that's come before it. He'll never give you more than you can bear.
I'm a witness.
This too shall pass. So in this thought you'll be comforted, for it's it.
This too shall pass by Yolanda Adams. Well, Pastor, what else do you have for us here?
You know, I may be talking to Pastor Scott. We may be talking to someone today who's, even though here at Ridgely it's a beautiful sunny day, it feels nice outside. But maybe there's somebody who hasn't been able to get outside because they're just not feeling well. And it's not just feeling well for the day because you have a headache, but this is something that's been lingering and long and drawn out. And you've said, Lord, you know, help me. And he has brought you to a point, but you still have those moments where you're thinking, what am I to do? Is God going to deliver me? So I just have something that I would like to share with those who may be in that situation right now, or someone who knows somebody in a situation and they can give them hope today. God's promises are to be fulfilled over the course of history and even into eternity, not just in the present. Thus, hoping in biblical hope lengthens our perspective, and what it does is it frees us from getting hung up on less significant things and allows us to focus on the energy of the things that will last forever. So I want to say to someone out there that just like the song said, and we're going to play a little bit of it after this, it too shall pass. Just have hope that God will allow it to pass. This, when we keep it in perspective, will redirect us from a life of greed and short-term courage and joy as we wait patiently for the final complete fulfillment of God's promises. And then what it will do, it will allow us to freely live by what is true and not just by our circumstances. It will give us an anchor for our mind, our emotions, and in this constantly changing world where we may have sicknesses and situations that come upon us to have us discouraged, but to know that we expect that God will make a way.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm starting to feel sanctified. That pastor, amazing. Simply amazing. You know, you can reach us at the station here at King Scott Radio TV at 304-738-4020. And, you know, I feel like it's about understanding what this word is and how it applies to us today. And I like to say that it's good to have a person like yourself giving the explanation to add clarity. And that clarity is going to breed confidence in what we're doing. So we're going to take another little musical break here and we'll be right back at you. KingScottRadioTV.com, Pastor Kerry Dees Scott here at Ministry of Encouragement.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. Oh yes.
My hopes and dreams, guide me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't let me make the same mistake.
Just talk to him.
Pastor, I think it's time for some shout-outs. Who you got for us?
Yes. I have a special young man who's been battling some things, and I talked to him earlier, and I gave him some encouraging words, and I gave him the word to go to. And I just want to give a shout-out to Brother Dave Wagner. He lives in Romney, West Virginia, and he's fighting a good fight. And I speak encouragement to you today, Brother Dave. Listen to this song. Let the Lord guide you and lead you so that you can be encouraged even in the midst of. I also want to give a shout out to Lamont Wilson. A shout out to you. Encouragement today, Brother Lamont, in the name of Jesus. And then one last one, Pastor Scott, and that's to Kevin Goodman. I give a shout out to Kevin Goodman today. Amen.
Wow. Well, I have a few myself. Every now and then I like to kick the rock around and put a blessing over someone. It's a couple of people that I know is going through some things. My good friend, Marcel Henry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to elaborate that on that a little bit. See, you know, as a parent guiding young children, sometimes the adults get it twisted. It gets complicated. You use that child as a weapon towards one another. Whether it's man or woman, it's wrong. That's God's child. The child is only on loan to you. And you do your best. You don't pit the child against one another. That's one thing. But and also I want to give a shout out to Redia Washington. Redia just so happens to be doing some wonderful things in the business community. You see, she's helping sisters and brothers lose that weight. You know, that winter stomach. She's doing that. And we want to lift her up to say, you go, girl. You go.
Go, girl. Go, Dia.
Now, we're going to get back to the word and let Pastor Carrie D. Scott wrap us on up here. We don't want to hold you long. We just want you to get a little pick me up. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Just a little spiritual nugget for the soul today. And that's what we need, to not be preached at, and it doesn't have to be long, but just a nugget to give us an encouraging word. Out of the book of Psalms, the 119th chapter, verses 114, it says this: you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. So I pray that someone can be encouraged today to hope in the word of the Lord. Amen. Not in your brother or sister who's not able to give you hope or give you encouragement, but hope in the word, because that's what the Lord wants you to do. We are KingScottRadioTV.com. I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott and Pastor Kevin T. Scott.
We are up here in these mountains. I mean, we seriously have some mountains, and those mountains act as a comfort to us. Sometimes when we are driving along the way and you just look up and you just see God's handiwork in the formation of the rocks. And as we continue to praise him, you know, it said, don't not praise me, because the rocks will cry out.
Yep.
Yes, I better slow it down. We got to wrap it up.
Slow down, Pastor Scott.
This has been KingScottRadioTV.com. Come to us as we are coming to you. We have some spectacular things coming up. We're going to be having some T-shirts out, so you can call in and get a T-shirt. And we're also going to have some mugs and some plates. I mean, we're just doing some things so that you can remember who Jesus is. Amen.
Amen.
It's been wonderful. It's been great. And we'll see you real soon now. You hear?